From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Today, Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor returns to the Senate Judiciary Committee for what is expected to be another long day of testimony. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Sotomayor answered questions for more than 7 hours yesterday, giving little ground to her inquisitors. If Republican senators hoped to provoke her into an intemperate remark, they were disappointed. If they hoped to find out more about her judicial philosophy, for the most part, they failed in that, too. 8 senators still have not asked any questions at all. When the first round of questioning is completed today, the committee's expected to break for a closed-door meeting to put any questions to the nominee that might have come up as a result of her FBI background check. This procedure was instituted after sexual harassment charges against then-Judge Clarence Thomas provoked a second round of public hearings in 1991. Today, after the closed-door session, the committee will move on to a second round of questions in public with no end in sight until Thursday. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The government reported today that consumer prices rose sharply last month by the largest amount in 11 months. The increase reflected the biggest jump in gasoline prices in nearly 5 years. The Labor Department says inflation at the consumer level rose by 0.7% in June, and that was slightly higher than the 0.6% increase economists had expected and was the biggest one-month gain since a similar 0.7% increase in July of last year. The large increase is seen as only a temporary blip. Inflation is not expected to be a problem anytime soon due to the severe recession, which is holding down wage pressures. More than 24 Israeli soldiers who fought in last winter's offensive in the Gaza Strip say the operation was marked by a surprisingly heavy use of force and lax rules of engagement in built-up areas. The Israeli army says it can't check anonymous complaints. NPR's Peter Kenyon has a report from Jerusalem.
A group of former soldiers known as Breaking the Silence has collected written and videotaped testimony from more than 24 veterans of Operation Cast Lead, the 3-week military action in Gaza. The soldiers said they saw dangerous white phosphorus shells used in crowded areas, and they spoke of apparently random shootings and of using Palestinian civilians as human shields. Army spokesperson Avital Leibovich dismissed the report, saying it was impossible to investigate these stories without knowing who made the allegations and more details of when and where they allegedly occurred. These accounts are more detailed than earlier stories by Gaza veterans. A UN team led by South African Judge Richard Goldstone is investigating what happened in Gaza. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Oil prices moved above $60 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for August delivery was up by 88 cents to $60.40 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. President Obama journeyed to St. Louis last night to be part of the All-Star Game's pregame ceremony and stick around for a few innings of the game. Obama threw the ceremonial first pitch to Albert Pujols of the St. Louis Cardinals. The American League won the contest 4-3 to give them 13 straight unbeaten games over the National League since 1996. Greg Eklund has more from St. Louis.
Barack Obama was the first president to throw out the first pitch since Gerald Ford did it at the 1978 All-Star Game in San Diego. The National League won that game in 78, but Charlie Manuel, this year's National League manager, didn't see the same result this time around.
Actually, I was hoping he'd bring us some luck. But I know he's a White Sox fan, so, you know, like maybe he was over in his heart, maybe pulling for the American League, I don't know.
The National League had a 3-2 lead until the fifth when the American League tied it. A sacrifice fly by Adam Jones of the Baltimore Orioles in the eighth put the American League back in the lead for good. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund in St. Louis.
Republican Senator John Ensign of Nevada says he has no plans to resign despite his affair with a staffer's wife and his parents' $96,000 payout to the woman's family. Also, he intends to seek re-election in 2012. The embattled lawmaker told the Las Vegas Sun that he has received calls and emails of encouragement from supporters in Nevada and Washington, D.C. When asked if he still supports Ensign, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said he thinks Senator Ensign will have to speak to those issues himself. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.